Yeah, okay. Come on, good luck. Today we're going to do two small topics here that relate to one bigger topic, which is Baal Tosif by Berachas Kohanim, both directly related to Baal Tosif. So, Levi, by Berachas Kohanim, that, let me preface with a Gemara. The Gemara is on Daf Lamed Ches, that by Berachas Kohanim, in addition to the din that you have to say it, it says an extra time, Emor Lahem. So nafkminas, you have a calling that can only whisper and can't say it so loud that for, say, real, at least a minion or nine people to hear it, so you can't do something like that. It doesn't say, we'll get to it then, it doesn't say there whether that's a ma'akev or not. So that's the din of Korah. So says the Beis HaLevi, based on that, and this is a famous Beis HaLevi, what about Shomei Ka'one by Berachas Kohanim? So let's say, this Beis HaLevi, by the way, is in the end of the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah, or the end of the Kuntres on Chanukah. In the Beis HaLevi Al HaTorah, there's like one page of like random Shelachos, and one of them is, or two pages, one of them is this point. So, can I have one Kohen, you know, belting it out, and all the other Kohanim who are standing in the Duchen will be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'one? So says the Beis HaLevi, Chacham Echad wrote to him, who said that you could be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'one. The Beis HaLevi said, can't. Why not? Because there's a din of Kol Ram. And when, which means, you know, again, out loud, right? A microphone is a ram call. So, kol ram, out loud. So, there's, if you do Shomei Ka'one, it could be your yotzei the din of saying Berachas Kohanim, but you didn't say it out loud because it wasn't allowed Berachas Kohanim. You didn't say a thing. That's Ad Kan Devri HaBeis HaLevi. I think the Beis HaLevi is fairly well known. The Chazon Ish, and here in the Sefer Brach, it doesn't give them much, but the Chazon Ish is still alive. I think he died a good 10 years before the Chazon Ish was Nifter. So the Chazon Ish has, what's the Kasha? How does Shomei Ka'one work? So for example, I'll give you the example that the Chazon Ish brings up. What's one example that we could go to with Shomei Ka'one, an upcoming upcoming holiday? Purim, Megillah, we're Yotzei Megillah with Shomei Ka'one, right? What's Halacha? Megillah, are you allowed to read it Baal Peh? No, you have to read it Mitoch HaKtav. You have to read it from inside of Megillah. Okay, if a few words are rubbed out or whatever, you could read it Baal Peh. But really, you're supposed to read the Megillah Mitoch HaKtav. So, ask the Chazon Ish, so how are we Yotzei with Shomei Ka'one? Harei, I'm not reading it mitochak. I'm reading it from a chumash. I don't have a klaf in front of me, right? So how can I be yotzei Megillah with Shomei Ka'one? And this is the Chazon Ish is going to bring out a yesod of Shomei Ka'one that he sees from Megillah. So why is it that you Ka'one? What's the answer? How does Shomei Ka'one? And this is a very mean of Lach L'maisa. You have to know which Rishonim and Achronim would agree and disagree in different cases. But how does Shomei Ka'one work? Is the vort that my shmiya is enough to be yotzei the mitzvah? In other words, I'm not saying it, I'm just being shomea. But Chazal said that your shmiya is ke'one, it's as though you're saying it. So with that shmiya sa'ozen, with what your ears are hearing, you're yotzei the mitzvah. That's one way to say it. Your shmiya, what you're hearing, you're yotzei the mitzvah. Or is it that you have the ability to tag on to the other guy's dibur? In other words, when you're the Baal Kor leaning Megillah, so I'm just tapping into his dibur. My Shmiya allows me to be Yotzei with his Dibur. So says the Chazon Ish, it's for sure the latter, it's for sure the second way. Why? Because he's reading it Mitoch HaKsav, and I'm tapping into his Kriya, which is Mitoch HaKsav. So when I use Shomei Ka'one, I'm not being Yotzei with my Shmiya, I'm being Yotzei with his Dibur, with his Kriya, with his Amira. So says the Chazon Ish, if that's the case, similarly by Berachas Kohanim. Let's say you have, you know, there's always, I have one Kohen here, and yeah, more, but there's always the Kohen who like really belts it out, you know, during Berachas Kohanim. So let's say you have that Kohen who's belting it out, B'kol Ram Mamish, the walls are shaking, you know, and all the other Kohanim are quiet. So, but if they're, through their Shmiya, they're being Miyaches to his Dibor, to his saying it out loud, so that should be good. It is B'kol Ram. That Dibur, that Amira was a kiyum of Kol Ram of Emor Lahem, and it should be good for Beresto. Therefore, the Chazon Ish disagrees Ladina Alach Lamaisa with the Beis HaLevi. Now, I just should add parenthetically, and if anyone has any comments or questions, they should chime in. I'll add parenthetically that a related machlokas comes up Alach Lamaisa. It's already a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Let's say a person in the middle of San Shem Esrei, they daven a long Shem Esrei, and the tzibur is already holding by Kedusha. So, should you be quiet and listen for the chazan, and the chazan has in mind to be motzi everyone, so I'll be yotzei kadosh kadosh and baruch baruch because I'm listening to it? Or do you say, no, that's a hefsik? Why is it a hefsik? Because it's like you're saying it. So, in other words, it's not exactly related. And this machlokas based on Levi Chazish is not exactly the same. I don't want to get now. I think we would have to, yeah?
But here we're lav gedibur dami.
So that's true here, lav gedibur dami, 100%. First of all, that's a machlokas, whether here gedibur dami or not. And it's a machlokas in the Gemara. And then how we paskin, by which halacha is also a discussion. But even if you say that, the shayla here is that shomei ka'one would be a chiddush din, that your hearer is more than just lav kedibur. I mean, this hearer is kedibur because you're doing using shomei ka'one. I'm chayv make kiddush Friday night. When I hear someone else make kiddush, I'm making kiddush. When I'm chayv read Megillah, so when I hear someone else, I'm reading Megillah. In other words, it's an exception to the rule of hearer. Hearer kedibur is no one else is saying it. I'm just sitting here on at night and I'm reading Shema from the Siddur, but I'm not saying anything aloud. I'm not moving my lips at all. So that's a question. But if someone else is saying Shema and I'm trying to tap in along, that's Shomei Kona. Maybe that's an extra lumbus that works. That's a chiddush in the Gemara. So anyway, that's a machlokas Rashi. Those things, like as brachos, I think in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. Ledin, I'm pretty sure we say that a person should be quiet because their listening is not quite, it doesn't cause a hefsik. But this shtickle is not necessarily based on that. You have to know that classic hakir about Shomei Kona to talk about Shomei Kona, I guess, intelligently. But now what I want to get to here is the Sefer Emek Bracha, that he has a teretz and a yisha for the base levy. He thinks the base levy is correct. Is everyone good so far? To clarify just...
Quick, yeah. Then the Megillah, so the mitzvah sounds to be reading from the Ksav. Yeah. Well, he's the only one doing that.
Right, so no, he's the only one doing it, but I'm tapping into his kriya, so don't you see that I'm tapping into whatever details he has in his amira, I have also. That's Chaznish's question on the base levy. Answer is, says the Emek Bracha, what is this din of Kol Ram? Is it a din in the dibur? Is it a din in, say better, is it a din in the birchas konim that you are doing? There are certain dinim that are in the birchas konim itself. The way the birchas konim is done must be in a certain way. It must be done ba'amida, the kohen has standing. It must be done by nesias kapayim. He has to lift his hands above his shoulders, right? It must be done in lashon hakodesh. Yeah, whatever. All these, the gemaras in Sota talk about all things that must be done. So, what about Kol Ram? Is it the same thing? Says the Emek Bracha, it's really different. It's based in a sifra. The Gemara in Sota's Lashon is going to read from here. It's easier. Emor lahem ke'adam sha'omer lechaveiro. As though a person is talking to another person. And the sifra says a little bit more clearly, she'yu kulam shomim. The din is, and the Achronim learning, he points out that the sifra and the Gemara are working together. It's the same drasha. The din is that the people being benched, the people, the kahal, the tzibur, should hear the bracha. That's in she'yu kulam shomim. They should hear the berachas konim. So says the Emek Bracha, this din is not a din in the we'll call it in the tzura of the Berachas Kohanim. It's a din in the delivery, in how the Berachas Kohanim presents itself. It's not part of the Berachas Kohanim itself. And it's not part of the call itself. So now, how is this going to answer the Chazon Ish's question? So let's think. The Chazon Ish's question is that I get whatever details, whatever milas the owner, the speaker has, I, as the Shomei, get those milas. That's the Chazon Ish's assumption, right? So the Emek Bracha says, that's true. But did they hear me talking? No. They hear the other, they hear that Kohen's button, they hear him talking. But did the Tzibur hear me talking? No. So it's true that it is. Is it a call that can be heard? Is it a call ram? Yeah, it is a call ram. It's a call that they hear my delivery of it. No, there's something lacking in the relationship between the kohen and the tzibur. It's not about the call, the voice itself. The voice itself will fall loud. But there's no din that the voice has to be loud. The din is that the tzibur has to hear it. So if they hear it, then, and by Shomei Kona, the tzibur doesn't hear you saying it. They hear him. They don't hear you, so that's why the base of the Emek Bracha says the Shmei Kohen. Yeah.
Meaning, if one Kohen is just an absolute animal and is very loud. And even if the other Kohanim are like solidly loud.
So Andy's making a very, very, very excellent point. If it's true that it's all about the Bifal practically being heard, so what if one Kohen is being really loud and the people can't hear?
It trumps everyone else.
So I don't think that's a problem. The din is still true that it has to be like able to be heard. In other words, like
you do your best.
First of all, the people close by can still hear. That's a, you know, the people close by, they hear both. They hear the other guy is louder, but it doesn't. Anyway, you're gonna have a problem. You know, two people are saying the same thing. Can I hear anyone? You know, so but that's an excellent point. I'm not actually sure. I couldn't say with confidence that I know the answer to that question. But the din is that it has to be able to be heard. But the reason is because of that relationship. Yeah.
How does this apply to other areas? Like, let's say Megillah, if the idea is you have to read Pesach HaKsav, but you're not actively reading Pesach HaKsav.
The Kriya has to be Pesach HaKsav. And the Kriya was Pesach HaKsav, and you are tapping into that Kriya. It's Taka true. By Megillah, the din is the Kriya must be Pesach HaKsav, and you are connecting yourself to a Kriya which was Pesach HaKsav. That's true by Megillah. But by Birchas Kohanim, the din is not that it must be a dibur that's Bekol Ram. It's that practically they have to be able to hear your dibur. It is a dibur that's Bekol Ram. You are being miyachis, you are halachically saying a dibur that's Bekol Ram, but they didn't hear you talking, so it doesn't help. So now he has a Gevaldik Raya for this. There's a Rambam. The Rambam says, as you know, there's a halacha about Tosif, that Kohanim are not allowed to add an extra bracha. An extra pasuk is a bracha. So the Rambam says, "Ein akwan rishon lohosif bracha kigon Hashem lo kevosichem Yosef aleichem." Whatever, lo bekoram lo belachash. The a kohen cannot add on an extra bracha, not aloud, and not by heart. So asks that we're going to do this outside just in terms of time. Ask the Bar Halacha kash on this Rambam. The Rambam again, so there's an issur to be most of an extra bracha, both aloud and quietly. Let's say you know. They discussed this. The Kohanim are on the Duchen. They shouldn't say extra, you know, brachas. Like, Shkoyach, say, you know, Baruch Tia, whatever it is. Okay, maybe you have to figure out a Chazak V'Ematz, you know, whatever. So not such a Dabar Pashit. So what if he says it quietly, just to his friend, you know? So the Rambam says the problem. But I understand, Esther Be'er Lacha, as we know, to be over in Bal Tosif, you have to be doing it in the structure of the mitzvah. And the chora, all those dinim that we have in the Gemara and Sotar ma'akev, Amidas ma'akev, Nesiyas Kapayim, lifting up the hands of ma'akev. So Kol Ram lechora is ma'akev. And I'm lacking in that. So asks the Be'er Halacha on the Rambam, if I'm saying it belachash, how am I over in Baltosif? Says I make bracha, according to me, it's Mesukah Midvash. Any din that's a din in the Nesiyas Kapayim itself, that's a din in the Birchas Kohanim itself, is ma'akev. But the din of Kol Ram is not a din in the Birchas Kohanim itself. It's a din in the delivery. It's not a din in the, we call it the Chepta Birchas Kohanim, if you want to say Lamda Shuei. It's a din in the delivery. So a din in the delivery might be a mitzvah l'chadchila. So you want to say, first of all, Big Nafkumina, the din of Kol Ram is not ma'akev. Let's say you have a coin whose lungs are hurting him and he can't speak very loudly. According to Emek Bracha, it sounds like he's saying it's not ma'akev. Let him go up and say the bracha and, you know, and make a brich and mitzvah on it. It's interesting. That's not a davar muska. But he's saying it's not ma'akev because it's only din in the delivery. There you might have a different problem. He's not like Roy Labila. He has to be a kohen who's theoretically able to do it. But Shomei Kohen certainly thinks is not ma'akev. But again, his raya is from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Beferish, you can be over in Bal Tosif, even Balachash, even quietly. And he says, this is a raya for his yisod, that the din of Kol Ram, the din of saying it aloud, is not a din in the etzem berchas kohanim, it's just a din in the delivery. The din in the tzibur we're hearing it. Andy's question, none this, I'm bothered by your question. I don't have a clarity in that question. Okay, excellent. I want to continue to one other point about, I mean, we'll do this a little bit more bekitzer, but already it's related to Bal Tosif by berchas kohanim. There's a lacha that Birchas Kohanim is called a sheiris, only done iskish bracha l'sheiris. It's iskish to sheiris. It means avod in the Beis Hamikdash. Avod in the Beis Hamikdash is only done bayom. You only do avod in the Beis Hamikdash bayom, and so the Birchas Kohanim calling done bayom. Everyone knows there's always a big tumult on Yom Kippurim, Ne'ilah. You know that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Tav Reish Chaf Gimel. I think you're not supposed to dilly dally by Ne'ilah. You want to get to Birchas Kohanim and finish Nila before Shkia. As we know, it doesn't always happen. Sometimes, you know, it gets a little bit, iffy. Anyway, the Rama actually said in Shulchan Aruch that the minhag was in Ashkenaz they would never make Berachas Kohanim by Neila because it would always be so close with Shkia and Tzeis, whatever it is. Fine. So the Prima Gadim says, by the way, also Bein Hashmashos. Bein Hashmashos is Safek Yom Safek Laila. They wouldn't do Avod in the Beis Hamikdash, Safek Yom Safek Laila. You shouldn't do it. The Mishnah Brura is Mesupuk in the Sharatzion in Tafrei Shchav Gimel. He quotes in the Prima Gadim that says Banish Marsh is going to do. And then the Mishnah Brura sort of reels back. Why? He says, there's really a few sveikos by Banish Mashos. First of all, there's a Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. In other words, which part of Banish Mashos is already the transition? Is it the whole thing? Or just the last bit? Or an unknown time? We're Machmir for Yochel Shabbos from the very beginning of Banish Mashos, not Dumalacha. But that's not a Dover Muskam had a Paskin to be shown him, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yossi. That's number one. Number two, the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam is that Banish Mashos is much, much later. It starts, you know, whatever it is, like 20 minutes, let's say, he says a half hour, whatever it is, before 72 minutes. So you could be 45 minutes after Shkia, and it's still Vadayom for Rabbeinu Tam. So, says the, you have like a Svek Sveika, so the Mishnah Brura is not sure, maybe you should be able to duchen in Bein HaShmashos. I'm pretty sure I've heard that it happens sometimes. But if it ever happens, you know it's based in the Sharatzim. I'm not saying it's recommended, I'm just saying that's what it would be based on. So now, ask the Emek Bracha question. But again, it might be Safek Laila. Safek Yom, Safek Laila, Bein HaShmashos. So, he's not so into it. Why? I take that back. He doesn't say he's not so into it. He said, what about a case where I'm going to start during the day and I'm going to end in Laila? So, can I start? He said, you shouldn't start. Why? Because the Berachas Kohanim at Laila does nothing. And if I'll say a partial Berachas Kohanim, what am I in violation of? Bal Tigra. I said, Yerech Hashem v'yishmerecha, that was the daytime. And then if I'll say, Yar Yisa, nighttime, so that's going to be a problem of Bal Tigra, because I said an incomplete Berachas Kohanim, went up to the Duchen, and said an incomplete Berachas Kohanim. That's his Ha'ara. With Ora, if I start during the day, it's going to end at night, problem of Bal Tigra. But then he says, whoa, I might be wrong. Gevalda Garaya. Many of us are maybe familiar with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches. I might go a minute over, but I really don't plan on going over more than that because there's going to be pizza outside. The Gemara, or just maybe two, but the Rosh Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Ches is like this in Machlokes. There's, you know, there's halach when you have a korban, you have dam. And the dam, you remember, know from Perek Ezum Koman, he has to pour the dam on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. You take some of the dam, put it in a kli. Some Karbanos require four matanos, for Shnayim Shein Arba, and some require only one matana. Bechor, Maaser, Pesach, Shvicha, right? Ali Yisod, one man is dam. So the Gemara has a case, the Mishnah in Zvachim has a case, where dam from two different Karbanos get mixed up together. So what should I do? So there's a Machlokas. One opinion says, do four, because if I do less than four, I'm going to be in violation of Baal Tigra. Because I took some of the dam in here is required to do four. If I only do one, I'll be in violation of Baal Tigra. The other opinion says, do one. Because if I do four, I'm going to be over on Baal Tosif. And better to be over on Baal Tigra, B'Sheva Al Tase, than to be over on Baal Tosif, B'Kum HaSeis. It happens to be the Gemara has reasons why Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra might not apply. But the Gemara also has that svara that I just told you. And ask the Turi Evin Akasha, if there's really Baal Tosif, Baal Tigra, again, it's not so pasha from the Gemara whether there might even be Baal Tosif or Baal Tigra for a different reason, because I'm not doing it with that intention, so maybe it's okay. I'm just trying to, you know, do the worst evils, whatever it is, right? So, but ask the Baal Tigra question. The Gemara implies that the opinion that says to do one holds that even if there was Baal Tigra, I'll better be do Baal Tigra b'shei Baal Taz again, because Baal Tigra is to not do extra things. That's, you're not doing an action, as opposed to doing four, which is extra. Esther, you're having a question, just do nothing, right? Don't be over about Tigra or about Tosif. Okay, you're not going to be able to do the dam, but you can't proactively be over a lav. So says Emek Bracha, a chiddush, to answer Tri Evan's question. It must be that the violation of Baal Tigra is only once you're already in the middle of the mitzvah, and you stop prematurely, and you don't do the whole mitzvah, then you're in violation of Baal Tigra. But to start, when you're deciding whether to start the mitzvah to begin with, Baal Tigra doesn't play a role. You're allowed to start the mitzvah. That's why everyone agrees in that Gemara that you would do one matana. The shaila is, do I keep on going to four? Do I stop at one? So when I have a cheshbon, am I going to do a mitzvah that might end up being incomplete? If you'll be honest, you'll be honest. If you'll be unable, you'll be unable. But that's not going to be a violation. You're not in a cheshbon now when you're deciding whether to do or not do it. It's a violation of Baltigra. So if that's the case, so I should start my birchas konim in the vadayom. And then, if it'll nimtza, you'll have to stop in the middle because let's say that you know you're belting it out, and all of a sudden, oh hey, now it's Laila, so I shouldn't continue. Okay, so you'll stop. You're anus, you can't finish, but there's no violation of Baltigra when you decide whether to begin with. You're allowed to decide to do to begin with what ultimately might lead to Baltigra. That's called an anus. That's what the Gemara means when it says that it's b'shei baltase. It means that that's something that's out of your control. You're allowed to and supposed to start the mitzvah even if you know that you might not be able to finish it. Okay, we're gonna stop here. Open to questions still, but I don't want to take anyone over. I'm already upset that we're doing it. So, yeah.